In 1990, singer-songwriter Ani DeFranco began selling cassettes of her music under the name Righteous Babe Records. 14 years later, DeFranco's label has more than a dozen employees, a roster of 10 artists, and total sales of 4 million records. As Jeffrey Pepper Rogers reports, Righteous Babe now aims to be much more than just a record company.
To call Ani DeFranco an independent artist is a serious understatement. Here's what she had to say to the major labels on her 1995 CD, Not a Pretty Girl.
Yeah, I can be the millionaire you'll never met. I can be the million that you never met. I can be the million that you never met.
Year by year, DeFranco made those brash words come true. She sold millions of self-released CDs by relentless touring and word of mouth. And her Righteous Babe label grew to include mavericks like folk singer Utah Phillips, the instrumental trio Drums and Tuba, and the punk troubadour Hamel on Trial. Releasing CDs by other artists is a simple matter, though, compared to Righteous Babe's newest project, turning an historic church in Buffalo, New York, into a haven for music and art.
Hey, guys.
DeFranco's old friend Scott Fisher wears a lot of hats as her manager, head of the Righteous Babe label, touring company, and online store. These days, he often wears a hard hat as he checks in with the crew restoring the 133-year-old Asbury, Delaware church. 8 years ago, the church was nearly torn down after stones fell from the steeple onto the sidewalk. Scott Fisher and others rallied to hold off the wrecking ball. And in 1999, Righteous Babe bought the majestic but dilapidated building and became a partner with the city of Buffalo in a $5 million rehabilitation.
You know, it's not the kind of building when it's broken, you throw it away. It's an uphill battle, even in a city like Buffalo that has some pretty amazing architecture. It's like an old growth forest. Like, the buildings are like redwood trees, and, you know, they take a long time to build and they're not easily replaceable.
Scott Fisher is a savvy boss for the label's new venture. He used to run a construction company and sometimes employed DeFranco on demolition jobs.
So this is the performance space.
Fisher walks through the church sanctuary, which will be converted into a 1,200-seat concert hall.
This, where the altar used to be, is where the stage would be.
Also in the plans are an art gallery, a screening room, and a recording studio. The Righteous Babe staff will work upstairs beneath the glow of stained glass. A few miles away, past rows of mansions from Buffalo's Gilded Age, Ani DeFranco sits in her century-old stucco house. She's been holed up here lately, mixing songs for an album called Educated Guess. It's her 21st record, and she's only 33.
I started as a teenager playing regionally. Yeah, and then I moved to New York when I was 18. But like a typical Buffalonian, I came back. There's a really high recidivism in this town. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So I'm back living, you know, 2 blocks from the hospital I was born in. But it's a good place to come home to.
DeFranco's ties to Buffalo have made her a hometown hero. She's been named Citizen of the Year, honored with proclamations from the city and county. With Righteous Babe Records, DeFranco's made a policy of doing business locally whenever possible, from CD duplication to printing to silk screening t-shirts. The church renovation is the ultimate symbol of hometown commitment and the clout of her label.
I like the feeling of that it's bigger than me now, you know, that a lot of people are involved, that a lot of people contribute, and I think it's the community I desired all along, you know, all of those lonely solo folk singer in a car days, you know, it's finally being realized.
For DeFranco, Righteous Babe's expansion into the concert business is a logical step, especially given the slump in CD sales and the battles over downloading.
Well, it's been killing us slowly. But all the more reason to, you know, get a venue happening. You know, I mean, because that's been my bread and butter from the beginning, is touring, just playing live. And so having a place to make live music go down makes sense in a dwindling CD market.
DeFranco and her manager, Scott Fisher, envision all kinds of happenings in the new venue, from headline concerts to after-hours jazz to live recordings and webcasts. These ambitious plans seem like they could be a major distraction or even a burden for an artist who's still touring and making records at a breakneck pace. But DeFranco doesn't see it that way.
You know, it's like asking a mother, well, what are the downsides of your children being in your life? Well, yeah, you gotta devote a heck of a lot of time to it, and it can eat your head on many occasions, but it's just so well worth it. I mean, I think anything worthwhile in life takes great sacrifice, so at the end of the day, I don't really feel the sacrifice so much as I feel lucky.
For NPR News, this is Jeffrey Pepper Rogers.
I walk in stride with people, much taller than me, and partly it's the boots, but mostly it's my chi, and I'm becoming transfixed with nature and my part in it, which I believe just signifies I'm finally waking up. And have moth outside my kitchen door, she's bonkers for that bear bulb, flying round in circles, bashing out in her exhaust, falling out in a wood she never gets.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Franklin Cater, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Michael Cullen. Engineers include Michael Schweppe, Abdullah Rufus, Linda Mack, Paris Morgan, Kim Jones, Suzanne Heron, and Johnny Vince Evans. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Michelle Norris, and you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And she is trying to give up. Madness like some arrogant government can't by any stretch of the imagination outlaw a plant. Yes, there's supposed authority